Krishna Book, Canto 5, Parakiya Rasa, Chapter 46, Scene 9, Uddhava's Realizations. Uddhava was attracted by the attitude of the gopis because the gopis were completely attached to Krishna, and Uddhava was inspired by the gopis' anxiety for Krishna. Uddhava began to offer the gopis his respectful obeisances and composed songs in praise of their transcendental qualities as follows. Among all living entities who have accepted the human form of life, the gopis are super excellently successful in their mission. Their thought is thoroughly absorbed in the lotus feet of Krishna. Great sages and saintly persons are also trying to be absorbed in meditation upon the lotus feet of Krishna, who is known as Mukunda, the giver of liberation. But the gopis, having lovingly accepted Lord Krishna, are automatically accustomed to this habit. The gopis do not depend on any yogic practice. The conclusion is that one who has attained the gopis' condition of life does not have to take birth as Lord Brahma, or to be born in a Brahmana family, or be initiated as a Brahmana. Herein, Sri Uddhava confirms the statement of Bhagavad Gita spoken by Lord Krishna, namely, one who takes shelter of Krishna for the right purpose, be one a Shudra or lower, will attain the highest goal of life. The gopis have set the standard of devotion for the whole world. By following in the footsteps of the gopis, by constantly thinking of Krishna, one can attain the highest perfectional stage of spiritual life. The gopis were not born of any highly cultured family. They were born of cowherder men, and yet the gopis developed the highest love for Krishna. For self-realization or God-realization, there is no need to take birth in a high family. The only thing needed is ecstatic development of love of God. In achieving perfection in Krishna consciousness, no other qualification is required than to be constantly engaged in the loving service of Krishna. Krishna is the supreme nectar. Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. The effect of taking up Krishna consciousness is just like that of drinking nectar, with or without one's knowledge. It will act. The active principle of Krishna consciousness will manifest itself everywhere. It does not matter how and where one has taken birth, for Krishna will bestow his benediction upon anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness without any doubt. The supreme benediction attained by the gopis, in spite of their being born in the family of cowherder men, was never attained even by the goddess of fortune herself, and certainly not by the denizens of heaven, although their bodily forms are like lotuses. The gopis are so fortunate that during Rasa Leela, Krishna personally embraced the gopis with his arms. Krishna also kissed the gopis face to face. Certainly, it is not possible for any woman in the three worlds to achieve this except the gopis. Thus, Uddhava appreciated the exalted position of the gopis and wished to fall down and take the dust of their feet upon his head. Yet, Uddhava did not dare to ask the gopis to offer the dust from their feet, for perhaps the gopis would not be agreeable. Uddhava therefore desired to have his head smeared with the dust of the gopis' feet without their knowledge. Uddhava desired to become only an insignificant clump of grass or herbs in the land of Vrindavan. The gopis were so much attracted to Krishna that when they heard the vibration of Krishna's flute, instantly they left their families, children, honor, and feminine bashfulness, and ran towards the place where Krishna was standing. The gopis did not even consider whether they were passing over the road or through the jungles. Imperceptibly, the dust of the feet of the gopis was bestowed on small grasses and herbs of Vrindavana. Not daring to place the dust of the gopis' feet upon his own head, Uddhava aspired to have a future birth in the position of a clump of grass and herbs. Uddhava would then be able to have the dust of the gopis' lotus feet. Uddhava appreciated the extraordinary fortune of the gopis, who relieved themselves of all kinds of material contamination by placing on their high, beautiful breasts the lotus feet of Krishna, which are not only worshipped by the goddess of fortune, but by such exalted demigods as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and which are meditated upon by great yogis within their hearts. Thus, Uddhava desired to be able to constantly pray to be honored by the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis. The gopis' chanting of the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna has become celebrated all over the three worlds.
Gauranga bolite habe ulakashari hari hari bolite na yane bhaveni Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adigo Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gauranga Bolite Habe Ulakashari Hari Hari Bolite Nai Yane Bhabe Ni
All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.